Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. So lately, I've been like watching some interesting things and reading some interesting things. So I want to talk about just the things that I have been intaking. And I just want to talk about those things for a minute. But before I do that, I want to catch y'all up with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. When I recorded that podcast, y'all already know I was on my second glass of wine. But who ended up cooking the turkey and the ham was me. Don't ask me how. I don't know what happened. I don't know why nobody wasn't cooking. I came up front after we did Patrice interview. We came up front and there wasn't no cooking going on. Nothing at all. And I ended up, me and my nephew ended up, I let him help. He wanted to help y'all. So we ended up doing the turkey, but the turkey I think had to stay in 3 to 4 hours, which would have mean taking that out at about 1 a.m. And then I went ahead and prepped the turkey, but the turkey did not go in the oven until 1 a.m. And I had to get up throughout the night just to keep it moist and blah blah blah. So yeah, I got played. In other words, last year I talked about how, you know, I wasn't doing anything and I was just sitting around chillaxing, drinking wine, and I was upset last year because they waited on me. And this year I was in the house the whole day, but wasn't nothing going on. But as soon as I started drinking wine, I don't know what happened. People got tired, got sleepy, and I don't understand from what, because they weren't doing nothing. But whatever. All in all, we had a great Thanksgiving. The food was really good. For that to be my first turkey, I did great. Well, it wasn't my first turkey. It was my first turkey that I cooked for family besides just me, Shardell, and Olive. And I followed a TikTok video, y'all. And so I just knew my mom was, you know, going to be fussing or whatnot. Because I did something she'll never do, which was take the spine out. Don't ask me. I was just following the video. The video said take the spine out. That's what I did. And so I thought she was going to get up fussing. But no, she really liked the turkey. Everyone loved the ham. I made a homemade glaze. So yeah, it went really good. One thing that we did was we made Family Jeopardy. Me and Patrice, she made 2 boards and I made 1. And family, and I would like everyone to do this because it was actually really fun. Like, we got to kind of rehash stuff. Like, some of the categories was Who Said This or Family Feud, which was literally fights within our family that everyone, you know, of course, knew about. And we all got to laugh at them or pick at them or whatnot for the moment or even talk about them. What else was some categories? Movies we love. Of course, that's just really depending on how much your family know you, you know. So we all watch movies, all of us is really good at watching movies and saying, hey, go watch this. It's just something we always done together as a unit. Not always as a unit, but you know, like we'll share what we like and stuff like that. So that was a good category. And then we had another category, which was people we hate, which is the people that we done talked trash about either in the past or in the present. Just people that, you know, we may have beef with at work or just in general. It was really fun, y'all. We just took the time to make our own board. We did not plan it. We did it the same day. And it came out really cute and really fun. So, yeah. Thanksgiving all in all was good. Yeah, it was a good time. So that's it. I caught y'all up with that. But I have been really trying to get back into reading. I think I talked about it a couple episodes back about how we always say we love blank, although we have not done blank in a really long time. I will always say I love to read, although I hadn't, like last year, I think I read maybe 2 books, but I do have Libby and, no, just Libby. I had Audible at one point in time, but I thought Audible was too high, $30, and you get to listen to 1 book, unless you had one of the packages, which was like $6 for romance novels or something like that. But at the time that I signed up, that was an offer that's like a only thing. It was like an add-on. So Audible wasn't worth it to me, but I found Libby. Libby is not paying me. I'm just telling y'all that. Libby is where you can listen to audiobooks using your library card. It's just the same thing, like you're checking out a book in audio form. So if you want to include those, I probably read 5 or 6 books in that sense. But this year, I really want to get back into reading. I'm not going to say I've done great, but I haven't done terrible. One of the books I read this year, since we're wrapping up, was Dick Gregory's Guide to Eating Better or Eating Clean. It's one of those. I'll find it and I'll put it in the show notes. But this book was really good. I read it front to back, which is sometimes a struggle because sometimes we start a book and stop. But it was really informative. And so I was committed to getting through it. And it just talks about how the different foods that we eat affect our bodies. Now, Dick Gregory actually went on a fast. He went on a fast because of, I believe, a war. And he said he would not eat until that war ended or whatnot. So this was just, it was written in the 70s, I believe. And Dick Gregory is a black comedian. I believe he's deceased now. But it was just a really good book about how food affects your body, what the different foods did. And this is not just a book that was talking at you. He kind of went into details and told how different foods could affect you, as in, if you eat this, this can give you this. A lot of times we have books that just tell us stuff and that's it. Like, they just telling you not to do nothing, not to do this thing, and they don't give you an alternative or things or anything like that. One of the things that I have had been trouble with is I've been having, like, mucus buildup in the morning. Like, what I mean by that, I may have to cough or, just like a cough or clearing my throat, and I may spit up some mucus. And so, after reading the book, I mean, I'm going to be honest with y'all. It made me feel so bad. I was like, oh my God, I got to start eating this, to the point where I didn't want to eat. And before I knew it, I was on a fast without even trying. Like, I just wasn't eating. And then during that period, I discovered that you really can go without eating. It may seem like you can't, but it got to a point where I was in the car and I was with Nala, and I was like, I don't think I ate. I don't think I ate today. And we sat there and we thought, and she was like, I don't think you did either. And so I started getting the smoothies. I can't remember the brand. But it isn't Naked, but the other brand of smoothies in Boathouse, that's what it's called. And I started getting those, and I eat maybe some pistachios or almonds and stuff like that, and maybe some walnuts. And then I would eat like one meal. And y'all, I did lose weight, and I think I had probably mentioned my weight at one point in time, but I lost 6 pounds off of doing that, and I only did it for like a week, and once again, it wasn't intentional. Since Thanksgiving, I've been living my best life. Today is my first day of getting back on track, which means hydrating. This morning I had a smoothie. I just ate some oatmeal cookie walnuts. I don't know, the brand is Crazy Go Nuts. So I've been trying, and I'm not trying to eat better, if that makes sense. That's not my goal. My goal is listening to how my body responds to stuff. And I already eat like vegan meatballs because they're really good. Not because they're vegan. They're just really, really good. And they actually taste better than store-bought meatballs. And that's Garden, that brand. I really like their meatballs. And I really like they black bean burgers. They're really good. I tried to, because I like those two things, I was like, oh, well, let me try this. I tried to get some, what is this? Anything chicken product that's vegan, I don't like it. I'm going to eat the chicken. I'm not there yet. Like, I haven't ate chicken in a really long time, but I don't want anything that's trying to mimic that taste because it just doesn't. I haven't found anything that matches it yet. And The other thing I did not like was the regular burgers. Just vegan burgers, doesn't matter what brand, I do not like it. And I bought a pack of 10 because that's all that they had. And if you know, vegan food is really, really high. But I'm not practicing vegan. Those are just some things that I like that are plant-based that are also good for you. So this book kind of kick-started that for me because I started thinking about some of the things that was being said. And I had been complaining to my mom, but like, I don't know why. Every morning, you know, I have like a buildup. And it's ultimately because of dairy and cheese and, you know, just milk products in general can create mucus in your body. And of course, I learned that from that book. So I really enjoyed the book. It was really good. So on side of that, another thing I have been watching on TV is Couples Therapy. This comes on Showtime. And also, I listen to a podcast called Where Should We Begin with Esther Perel. And that's, you know, you can find that anywhere. You can find that wherever you're listening to this podcast. And they both pretty much have the same premise, except Couples Therapy on Showtime is following a set amount of couples through, I guess, until they feel like their problem is resolved, versus Esther Perel is a one-time therapy session. And y'all, they're really good. And when I listen to, and this is for people that send us stuff like this, when I listen to anything about therapy or anything about your mind growing, it's because I'm genuinely curious, you know. Like, when I think about how many people I speak to, and I can't tell you how many people say, I'm glad I spoke to you, or, you know, I'm happy we had a conversation. And it's not because I'm trying to tell them something right or wrong. It's because I'm literally just having a real conversation, asking the questions that people don't think about. And in therapy, that what comes up is they're literally asking you stuff that you haven't thought about. And so I'm not through the second season of Couples Therapy, but so far it's really, really good. And sometimes I see stuff in some of the people that resonate with me, like, ooh, I do that. And it'll kind of show you what you need to do or how you should react or why you're reacting that way. So, yeah, that's been really good. And Esther Perel, I really just like that podcast. And since we're on top of a podcast, another podcast that I like, which is similar, is Heavyweights. I don't know. Heavyweights should be on all platforms as well. And this is, I can't even remember the guy's name, but it's super good. It's just going to people and talking about something that affected them in the past. All the episodes are really good to me. I did not like the shorts from when coronavirus was like at its height, so they wasn't doing interviews. I didn't listen to any of those, but I really like the full episodes where they're going back because it really brings forth how much little stuff affect us. You know, like it was one lady. Her mom didn't let her play basketball in high school, and it really bothered her. And then listening to her mom's reason and then listening to her, did it make the situation better? No. But it's like there was understanding. And in my opinion, y'all, if y'all go listen to it, but in my opinion, ultimately, it was because she didn't and she couldn't, if that makes sense. Like, I couldn't, so you ain't. And it's a really shitty thing to do to a child, you know, but yeah, neither here nor there. You know, it's just really stuff like that where people address stuff in their past and they go hunt down the person. It's several episodes of that stuck with me. It's really, really good. So that's Heavyweights, and I wasn't even planning on talking about that. But some shows, going back to shows I've been watching. I just watched this show. I watched the whole season last night. It's Sex, Love, and Gop with Gwyneth Paltrow, I believe. I know her from Hush, the movie. It's a good movie if y'all haven't seen that. Not the one where the girl is deaf, but the one before that with Jessica. Anyway, this show was so interesting to me. It's pretty much just talking about sex and love and guap ultimately, but you know, it's just talking about their stance on it, and it kind of explored some different things that people don't think about it, and it was just really, really, really interesting. I think everyone should watch this show. I really do. Because when I was watching it, it made me more curious, and it asks questions that we usually don't think about. I'm one of those people that believe to have sex, I have to have a connection with you. Like, more than just we're attracted to each other, so let's do it. You know, I feel like if you want that, there's enough people in the world that would give that to you, and I'm just not that person. It's really that simple to me. But looking at this show, it really breaks down communication and the things in a relationship that people don't notice. And I was thinking of this because maybe not even a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, we'll even go 3 weeks ago, Jada Pinkett Smith says something about he wasn't pleasing her. Although I went and watched that, and that's not what she said. But this is what the internet chose to run with. And I was looking at all these couples sitting there that they were going to explore, you know, their intimate problems or what was going on and how could they make it better. And these people been together forever, forever. You know what I mean? People are different. Years was there, and they all were saying the same thing. We're having a breakdown in our sexual communication. And I think that we've been taught something about sex that does not make sense, which is sex is for this one particular thing, or two particular things. One would be for a man's pleasure, and two would be to have a child. And so we as a human race have to unlearn that, in which a lot of women are, because that's your sacral chakras, that's your Cardi B's, that's your Megan, oh, I can't think of Megan last name, Megan Thee Stallion, you know, that's all the women that are speaking about sex openly and honest, and people is just like, oh, they this, they that, da-da-da-da-da-da. No, their sacral chakra is open, and they're aware that they're a sexual being, and they're okay with being that. And so this really puts that in perspective of how long you could be with someone and not getting what you want and being afraid to tell them. This is what that show kind of told me, along with working on your body image and, you know, standing in front of the mirror naked and stuff like that. So it was really, I don't know, it was interesting overall just to see that it still comes down to energy and who you want to share energy with, who you want to let into your energy and stuff like that. I recommend everyone watch it. Because of that, I'm actually going to go back and watch the other show. I think it's called Just Gop. I hope I'm saying it right. But I think it's just called Gop, G-O-O-P. So I'm going to go back and watch that because that was really good. I watched the whole season last night. Let me see some stuff I've been watching for fun. Of course, I watch Insecure. This season is hella slow, but they wrapping it up, so I'm forgiving. Another show I watched this season was Love Life. I really liked it. It wrapped up great, so you guys should watch that. And I've been watching the channel in general, G-A-I-A, Gaia, which you know is about conspiracy theories, blah blah blah, stuff like that. It's been okay. It's been interesting. You know, it's been something to watch. But a book I read, I'm jumping all over the place because I'm literally giving it to y'all as it comes. I've just been really reading about the mind and the body and the functions and stuff like that. I think we don't know anything about us, if that makes sense. We don't know about us. This should literally be a class in school where we take the time to learn about the brain and how it works and all the stuff that makes us who we are. But I've been reading a book by Lovie Ajayi Jones, And it is, what is the name of this book? The book is called Professional Troublemaker. And it just speaks on telling your truth, ultimately. And that's one thing I say to do on the podcast. I pulled some great quotes out of that book. Like, when I'm reading a book, I get an index card as a bookmark. And then I write whatever, you know, was really, really good that I read. I write it on there so I can have it. And I put it into a bigger notebook at a later time. But this book is really good, y'all. It's really just telling the same thing that we keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing, and we're not practicing, which is speak your truth. If something makes somebody uncomfortable, that ain't got nothing to do with you. Like, literally nothing. Like, if I see you doing something and it ain't okay, and I tell you ain't okay, now you mad because I said something, that ain't got nothing to do with me. What was the alternative for me not to say something so you could feel comfortable in doing wrong? If we as a unit make people uncomfortable, then they would stop. Or they would at the very least, know there's consequences for the things that they do. You know, when you sitting in a meeting and someone says something, a snide comment about someone's weight or appearance, and you say something bad, then yes, I'm pinning you on the spot because what you said was inappropriate and not okay. And I'm a stickler for this. I do it all the time. I never forget. Me and Charlotte was at a car place. I don't know what we was getting done to the car. I don't remember. But we was been there for a while. We was wrapping up to leave, pretty much. We're just waiting on our keys, and another black couple came in. The other black couple came in, did their paperwork, gave their keys, and sat down. And then the guy was like, both of us are sitting down, and then the guy's like, oh, here's your keys, your car is ready, to the couple that just walked in. So me and the couple, we just, everybody kind of changed eyes, like, is he for real? You know, and when I went up there, I remember saying, you know, we don't all look alike. And he was so red, you know, and I guess it made him uncomfortable or mad or whatever. But so what? You know what I mean? He could have called the name. He could have just literally called the name that was on the keys to avoid the whole scenario, but it was insane. These people was literally just sitting here with you doing paperwork. I don't know. And see, it's stuff like that where we question, like, should I say something? No, I felt just fine saying something, and it is what it is. And then I had another situation that same week. I don't know what was going on. The same thing, making a purchase and the bag getting handed to someone else that was black. You know, it's insane. And so it's like, I don't know. Saying something to someone could literally just be a cue for them to pay more attention. And so if you're in a situation where you had to say something because someone, you just wasn't paying attention, or if they were disrespectful, it's not, don't try to decide, don't try to know, address it and move on. Because if we continue to move in a place where no one is saying anything about anything that's being done, how is the world going to change? In what ways will we evolve? I don't see it. If everyone sits and letting the jerk be a jerk, and meanwhile 7 people feel like he's a jerk, it doesn't make sense. And then in this book, Lovey mentioned the silent, the micro appreciation is what she called it, which is someone showing you gratitude in private. You stood up to the school bully and they come talk to you in the bathroom. Oh, I'm so happy you did it. Oh my goodness. Da-da-da-da. No, because you could have stood beside me and you chose not to. You know what I mean? Now, I'm walking around with a black eye, and I'm going to take everybody's silent praise. Meanwhile, he walking around head high, shoulders back, feeling good, because ain't nobody going to fuck with him. And if I fuck with him again, I'm just going to get punched again. So, yeah, she made a great point about everyone just taking responsibility for the world around you. If you don't want to say anything about something, what makes you think I want to? I'm doing what needs to be done, but it's everyone's responsibility. And these problems literally wouldn't even be as big as they are if literally everyone did things when it was time. It's just like cleaning the house. If everybody pitched in, not one person would be exhausted for being the caretaker or the goer. So I really wanted to bring up that book because it's really good. I'm halfway through it. I will finish this book today. I have about 9 more chapters to go, but I have to return it today. So that's my goal, to finish it today. A book I read a while back was by Oprah. And it was Oprah and a doctor. I can't remember his name. What happened to you? That was really good. And that's just speaking on childhood trauma and about how those things affect you. And it breaks it down to age groups. If this happened during this age group, if that happened during this age group, and how it affects you in your later life. I definitely recommend that book. It was really, really, really good. I learned a lot from it. I have a bookmark somewhere with my notes written from that. So, yeah. So, that's the things I've been doing. I've been really trying to keep my mind, this gonna sound crazy, but young. Like, I've been trying to make sure that I'm still working my mind. When I was working at the post office, it got to a point where I really wasn't doing anything. And then I kind of slowly got into podcasts and then audiobooks. Because for a long time, I was just struggling with the workload. Like, people don't know this, but working at the post office is literally one of the hardest jobs as a carrier. It is not what it looks. I don't care how many people sit and say, oh, you're just in the truck. No, you're not. I don't know who the hell they think be getting the mail ready. When you get to work, you're working. You have to prepare the mail. The mail does not come in order. So don't sit and think, oh, you just, no, that's not. Someone is literally in the office putting 600 houses worth of mail in order, plus the packages in order, to then go delivery, load the truck, unload the truck. The end of the job don't end when you done. You got to come back. You have to unload it. You have to pick the mail that didn't get delivered or holes or all that stuff. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot. It's very, what people see is literally the tip. It's a lot. And I struggled for a long time. It took me a long time to handle the workload. So during that time, I was like listening to music. And of course, if you're trying to get stuff done, you listening to hype music. You know, I had a whole playlist. You listen to music that's not about nothing. You know what I mean? You listening to the beat. You trying to get it done. Stuff like that. And so, over time, it was like, all right, I don't want to do that no more. You know, like, I don't listen to this same hype playlist 16 times. Now, I was ready for my mind to grow, which is when I started listening to podcasts. My first podcast that I listened to was Amanda Seales, Small Doses, and this was like maybe a year before she wrote her book. And I actually bought her book, and it's an autographed copy. I never opened it. I keep it sealed, which, yeah, y'all figuring out, I did not read the book because I did not want to ruin the book. It looks so good, and it's signed by her. And Amanda Seales is somebody that I adore. I really like Amanda Seales. I know a lot of people don't agree with the way she thinks and the things she say. But a lot of the things she say align with how I think. Not everything, but... So, yeah, that was my first podcast I listened to. And then after that, I think I started listening to, LeVar Burton Reads. And I was listening to, love type stuff. And then I started listening to business stuff. And, you know, and then... I started listening to books, but then I was listening to romance novels, and then I started listening to other types of books. So, yeah, it's really just a journey, And that's why I'm making this podcast so important to me, because it's really a show of my growth. It really is. And I've come so far. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up with y'all just find something that you love. Because go back to your childhood. We all got things that we love that we literally just stopped doing. We don't know why. We ain't got the time. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever excuse you have, just throw it out the window. And just dedicate 30 minutes to it this week. 30 minutes. If I'm about to read 9 chapters of this book today, y'all can donate 30 minutes this week to yourself. So you can get back into it and, you know, or even watch something. Like I said, the Gwyneth show was really good. Watch something that you want to watch, but you like, you know how you looking through stuff and it'll be something that sound good, but you like, I want to watch something with some action. Or you want to watch something you ain't really got to pay attention to so you can scroll on your phone. No, watch that thing that you want to watch and really pay attention to it. And this is how we keep our mind young, and we stay in a learning state of mind. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Number one. Number two, to be a healthy you. I mean, to be healthy in love, you have to be a healthy you. And to be a healthy you, you have to know thyself. Thank y'all so much for listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I appreciate y'all a lot. Like, I always talk about it, but when I put this podcast out, every single time, I never think nobody going to listen to it. And I've just really gotten comfortable to, people do want to hear it. You know what I mean? In the sense, it take a long time to get in the space where you like, okay, people do want to hear what I have to say or whatnot. And I always will say, I think everyone should put a piece of them out into the world, whether it's writing, dancing, painting, whatever, acting, creating, whatever. Put a piece of you out into the world. Nothing's bad is going to happen, I promise you. Thank y'all so much. Y'all, on this episode, I said I had picked the turkey in for three hours. I meant the ham. We picked the ham in. And, yeah, this is, and y'all, I never checked this podcast, by the way. This is the first time that I have ever listened to it before I published it. But it must was a reason in that month. But the ham, we fit the ham in, and then the turkey. All right, now I'm leaving that for real. Oh, and I got more car trouble, y'all. I have to tell y'all on the next episode. I'm literally at home and my car's in the shop. I'm gonna name the episode Bad Business, cause baby. Anyway, next time.